In a way, the January 22nd vote to reopen the government was the first policy melee in the party's 2020 presidential primary battle. But the Democrats' defeat should not have been a surprise. Sure, the parties left and right managed to row in the same direction for a while and agreed on a destination, but they never mapped their route, and they could have predicted that Republicans would not yield. Turning the agenda over to Democrats who just shut down the government makes no sense, John Cornyn of Texas, the Senate's second-ranking Republican, told reporters on January 21st. It seems like it encourages bad behavior. While Democrats were unified heading into the shutdown, the second-guessing began quickly. Some lawmakers heard from constituents back home, especially in states reliant on federal contractors. Others worried that the off-ramp for the shutdown hinged on Republicans caving. Unlikely if history were a guide. For some Democrats, shutting down the government and programs they wanted to protect and expand ran counter to their core beliefs. And so Democrats found themselves in a bind, squeezed between Republican conviction and the demands of their own base. In the end, they bought McConnell's vague promises. Some Democrats argued that the concessions allowed the party to look responsible while paving the way for gains in the fall's midterm elections. For the first time, we're going to see actual votes on immigration, Senator Angus King, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, said before the January 22nd vote. Maybe. McConnell never specifically promised a standalone bill on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which protects Dreamers. The next day, the third-ranking Republican in the House, Steve Scalise, declared McConnell's work moot. There were no commitments made in the House, which may prove the liberal critic's case.